the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Check this out, dog. Before we even get in the show, before we even start the show off, I just got to say a fuck you to this one motherfucker. I don't know his name, but this motherfucker, dude, he had the nerve. Now, check this out. We driving. We riding in a predominantly white area. You know what I'm saying? The guy, he's walking in the middle of the street. Him, his girl, and his baby. All right. We stop, you know, the guy just literally stops in the middle of the street while he texting. Stops in the middle of the street so he can finish his texting. We stop because we don't want to run him over or nothing, so we blow. Motherfucker turns around, looks at us, and then, you know, still stands there. So now he hears the car coming at him, so now he finally moves over. We pull up, you know, I'm helping my partner move some stuff. And the motherfucker looks at us, and we had a beer in our hand, closed beers, might I add. They wasn't open. The motherfucker going to say, is that an alcohol beverage in your hand? We stopped. We just looked at the guy. We looked at the guy. We keep walking. Do you know this motherfucker goes behind my partner's car, writes the license plate down, and calls the police? As we moving the stuff, the police comes up. They pull up. We look at the police. Police look at us. I mean, we see that they're looking in the car. They see there's no open containers or nothing in the car. So they keep going. Okay, we finished doing the move, and now we hot. We pissed. We get ready to leave. We come around the corner, and who do we see? This same motherfucker. You know, this motherfucker going to look at us and have the audacity to say, oh, I hope you guys are not drinking and driving. But you walking in the middle of the street. Oh, man, he was all kind of bitches and motherfuckers by the time we finished. You know, and it's a bad thing when, you know, I'm not even going to say that he was doing this shit because he was white. He's doing this shit because he's simply just a jackass. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers like that, that's the type of motherfuckers that we need to weed out the system, out of our lives, period. But that motherfucker's a motherfucking jackass. Man, I'm not bullshitting, man. I mean, dude, that motherfucker had me so hot, man, my chest was tight. He had my chest tight, dog. Because I'm like, okay, we get out and fuck this dude up. Man, you know, we'll never hear the end of it. So, I don't know what your name is, you old and 22-year-old looking like you 55-looking motherfucker. For me to you, I just want to say,
fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hair piece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out.
That last part is a truth. If I see this motherfucker on the street, I'm going to slap the shit out of him. All right, enough of that. Like I said, tonight, it's all about having a little fun, kick back. Let's do this. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hello.
All right, what's going on with you?
Nothing much.
That's a good undress. Okay. Look at her. See, there we go. And you know I got to crack a joke on you because last night you was full of that shit last night. You were full of that shit last night. I don't know. I would love to have what you had, but shit.
Really?
Yeah, you was on your buzz. You was slurring your words and everything.
You know, we should have queued that up. We're going to have that for next week. We're going to have to queue that part up. You're like, hey, what you talking about, man? What? You sound like one of them motherfucking Woodrow's. Yeah, what you talking about, man?
All right, Janine, let me ask you a question. When you were married, did you ever cheat on your husband?
I plead the fifth. Come on, man. You can't ask nobody that question. Shit. Hey,
Yes, I did.
Thank you. It's not that hard. Now, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you five categories, and you tell me which one made you, go out there and do what you did. My husband was abusive. We began to resent each other. I was bored and unhappy. Or my husband did first. Or my husband was an alcoholic. Which one do you fall in?
Okay, I didn't hear that. You said after bored and unhappy, you said what?
My husband was an alcoholic, or my husband did it first.
Let's see. I would say I was under the bored and unhappy category.
Okay. So what made your marriage bored and unhappy?
He was bored. He was not sexually as active as I was.
Okay.
And I tried to incorporate him into my world, but, you know, it went okay, but then it just started going downhill.
Go ahead.
I mean, if you don't have sex in your relationship, then you won't have no relationship. If you get to that point where you don't even want to have sex with that person no more, you might as well say the relationship is over.
And I agree with you 100%. I agree with you. But now,
did you talk to him first?
Yes, I did.
Babe, I'm bored. Yeah. We need to do this. You know, like
yes,
maybe take a vacation or some shit.
Yes. We did.
Ooh,
all.
She took him a swing before.
We did all the conversations, we did all the talks, we did the counseling, we did all that. So I don't feel bad. Because he had a chance. Because it's not like, you know, some people just do it. You know, I let you know first.
You let them know. Okay, how do you let them know?
I tell them I'm going to go get it somewhere else.
Just
I can't
like
take it. I'm a nympho. I'm like, you can't tell me that I'm going to wait till all the kids go to bed at nighttime. We got to be in the bedroom for us to have sex. That's just too many restrictions.
I concur.
Ain't no excitement, ain't nothing. No, no spontaneous nothing. That was just too much. That was too many restrictions.
Well, y'all want to do another yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
None of that was going on.
No. And my only outlet was during the threesomes. That was my whole reason for bringing the women in, because that was my outlet. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I can feel you. I can feel you on that. Now, back to the threesome thing. Not to stray off what y'all talking about, but, I mean, just out of curiosity. I mean, in the time that y'all was married, how many of them think y'all had?
How many did we have?
Yeah.
How many women or how many times?
How many times?
How many times? Let's see. Damn. It was at least over 30, I want to say.
Wait. You gave this man over 30 threesomes and y'all were still bored?
Yes.
Okay, so let me ask you. At what point, at what number do you think where he just felt like he couldn't take it no more, that he was doing it just because? Please don't say number two.
No. You know, and there might have been more than that. You know, it was the same. Some of them was the same. You know what I'm saying? But it was like numerous times. I know we had that one girl for like 2 years. We was with that one girl. I don't know. I think he got to the point when, I mean, we started going to parties. We was going to the, you know, the little orgy parties and stuff like that. And we were going to, and then I think he was trying to make me happy by trying to do a couple. And us switching and stuff, then that didn't work out. And then a whole bunch of mess just got started. And I think he wanted to go back to, like, just having a regular life, but that's kind of hard to go back. You know what I'm saying? After you didn't leave it all.
I understand your pain, baby. Now, as far as the kids go, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You said that you couldn't get it in while the kids was here. You know, while the kids was there. I mean, in my book, what can the kids say? I mean, granted, you ain't finna just be in that yelling and screaming, but
of course,
if the kids can't knock on the door, come on, why you doing that? What y'all doing? Well, why y'all doing that right now? You know, my rebuttal.
Next time you hear grown folks talking, shut the fuck up, yeah?
Get your ass back here where you supposed to be.
I mean,
that's just me.
The kids didn't even know we had sex. That's how discreet we were. We had to be. They didn't even know we was having sex.
Whatever. Y'all married?
Huh?
Y'all was married?
Yeah. I mean, they would see us go to bed in the room, but you know what I'm saying?
They ain't never
heard nothing, so.
Okay,
I'll see.
Sunshine, what's up, baby?
Hey, y'all.
What's going down?
Nah, to an extent, I feel the name pain.
I mean, but you're bullshit. Right, come on, you still in the newlywed stage. What you talking about?
No, but I done been where she at before. That's some bullshit right there. We can't do nothing because the kids are, motherfucker, how you think they got here?
Okay.
That's a good point.
If you don't know how to scream, we good.
Exactly.
But if you do what you're supposed to, I'm going to be hollering. So let's get it in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but look, let me ask you a question. Let me ask both of y'all a question. As far as the kids go, first of all, have you ever walked in on your parents fucking? That's some fucked
yes,
up ass
I
shit.
Did.
That's
yes, I did, and I'm going to tell you to this day, I got a problem with oral fixation. Yes, I did. I walked in on my mama getting service. Yes, I did.
Well,
you don't
I
think
that
was a fucked up
having sex?
I'm saying, though, y'all don't think that's fucked up? That shit can scare you, man.
I was
that's why you be like, look, we ain't fucking with the kids in the house.
You know, I knew my man was like, damn, my stepfather, bitch, did you pay off?
Wow.
And see, my mama was getting orally pleasure. So that's a must for me. You got to do that for me. That's a must.
Nah, hold on,
it traumatized me to the point to where I always want that done because I heard what my mama was hollering and shit. I saw what was going on and why she was hollering, and now I know. So now that's what I know.
Hold on. We got new calls to the show. We got new calls. Carla, what's happening?
What's going on, Zach?
What's up with you? Oh, this is my boy, Mike. What's happening, Mike? What's going on?
You?
With you?
Well, my bad, Cass.
Okay. That's what's up. Man.
How's it going tonight? You put that out there yet?
Yeah. I already put that out there, man. If y'all wasn't known earlier, man, I was talking about a little situation me and my guy Mike got into with this old motherfucker called the police on us for having a beer in our hand. So, Mike, we Fuck that motherfucker.
I'm telling you. Do you have a, are you, is that an alcoholic beverage? this motherfucker walking down the middle of the street with his baby and his girl, about 1 year old, and gonna ask us when we get out the car. Now that's crazy.
Is that an alcoholic beverage in your hand? Then call the police on us, y'all. I mean, took the license plates down and everything. Call the police on us. Then have the audacity to be in the middle of the street when we pulled off.
Yes. We had to wait for them to move to get the baby out the street.
I hope you guys are not drinking and driving.
Talk stuff when we leaving.
Oh yeah, I gave him the Riley fuck you, man.
I know that's right. Oh yeah, I need to hear that. That would do me some good for his dad. Gave him the Riley fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck that fake ass British accent.
I had to give it to him, man. I'm gonna give it to him one more time for the motherfucker punk ass. Guy who called the police. Mike, this is for you.
Fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay ass, very faggot accent. Fuck the cheap ass cigar. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hair piece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out.
He must be mad at us because our president is black.
Right.
He'd have probably called a SWAT team. We'd have pulled up in your ride, Zach.
Yeah, pretty much.
Ain't that
Hey, Mike. Mike, check this out, though, man. We was on this topic, dog. Now, my man, father side. I mean, we talking about the ladies on here. We got Sunshine, we got Janine on here. You know, and the ladies were saying that they got a problem with they dudes who don't want to get it in while the kids home.
Uh-huh.
All right, now, my man, Father Time asked the question, have you ever caught your parents in that fucking? Now, my man, Father Time said he was traumatized by it.
I didn't caught mine. And the only reason I was traumatized is because I got my ass whooped when I caught him. For real. And that's for the kids being home, shit, we just go in that walk-in closet and hold the door.
I think everybody done caught their parents. I believe everybody done caught their parents. But, I mean, it never traumatized them. I mean,
hell no.
Let me walk the fuck back out the door. You know.
The ass whooping I got, though, we Jimmy DeLock and went in because they wasn't open.
Time, you said you was traumatized about it. Well, now, why was you so traumatized? I mean, like I say, you know that's how you got here.
That's right. I know it's your mama, but hey, mama's being loved, too.
Oh, man, fuck that. That's some shit. I ain't trying to see that shit, man. That shit fuck with me. Fuck that. I'm up there, my old girl legs all up in the air and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? What's going on up in here? I mean, imagine walking in and motherfucker got your mom in the bunk.
Hey, mama should have locked the door.
Well, you did.
You in the project, man. There ain't no locks on the goddamn door. You just walked the fuck in.
No. Now, you shouldn't have walked in that room like that, though. In all honesty, you shouldn't just walked in the room.
It was my room. The fuck, I can't walk in my own room. Well, you knew she was in there.
They was born in your room.
Dude, I'm coming home from school, man. She was on the motherfucking couch. If she ain't on the couch, then her ass is gone. I go to my room.
Yeah,
all I see is just motherfucking between my old girl's legs. Got her legs on his shoulder. I'm like, what the fuck?
Call me.
And you'd have probably had a pity if you saw him bust one in her face.
Right. I'm saying, man, you should not have walked in that room, dog. You shouldn't have walked in that room.
What if you'd have walked in and she was on her knees?
Right. See, then you really been traumatized.
You'd have been really traumatized then.
Now, in his defense, man, I don't think no young boy could take that one. I don't think I could have took that one either.
No, I didn't like it neither. But I liked it even worse when he whipped her ass for coming in.
I couldn't take that one.
I ain't take no ass one, but I got to cut the fuck out.
Hey, I can watch anybody but my mama.
Right. Nobody want to see that shit, man.
Hey, Tama, when old boys walking past you, I know what you was thinking.
You're the dog, motherfucker! It wasn't walking around the crib like Melvin.
You know, but see, my thing is, don't make it my fault that you got caught. You know, it's my fault for walking in. How is it my fault for walking in? Why the fuck you in my room in the first place?
If he was doing his job, you'd have probably heard it before you walked in.
Well, I ain't heard shit. I know what I saw.
Yeah, I'd have been messed up behind. I didn't get a chance to get messed up, but I think he handled his business, came in there and beat both of us down. For real. And I think we got whipped for messing up his flow, not because we walked in.
All right, so now, ladies. Now, y'all hear how we sound. Y'all hear how we feel about it. Now, you the parent. You get caught. What do you say to your son? I mean, do you say anything to your son? What do you say to your son?
Fuck out.
Tell him you was getting CPR.
You know, I remember that story all so vividly, man. So let's just let it go. Let it go, dog. Hey, Sunshine, what do you say to your son? He came in, and he caught you.
That's a good question. I ain't even thought that far ahead. He's 16, it ain't never happened, so I don't even.
Be glad it ain't, girl.
Right. Okay. Janine, what about you? What do you say?
I don't know. You know, you just explain this is what men and women do with each other.
Okay.
I mean, depending on their age.
Okay, I got a better question for you. What do you think your sons would do? I mean, okay, Janine, what do you think your sons would do if he knew, okay, mama and that dude in there get jumping on, and he going up and down on mama? What do you think your sons would do?
Well, my son tried to fight him when he came out the room.
Get off my mama. Get off my mama.
That's right there.
He was waiting by the door when he came out, though. He was so angry. I was like, oh, he's so hurt.
Okay. Sunshine, what do you think your son will do?
You just asked me that. I ain't got that far yet.
What do you think he would do?
Yeah, he has a radio show every Tuesday.
My son's timid, so I don't know.
Okay.
He wouldn't even hear it.
Well, speaking from experience, he's going to be traumatized. That's what's going to happen. He's going to be fucked up in the head. He's going to be like, what the fuck?
I don't know, man. I mean,
we've all
called him, man. I mean,
hold on,
so.
Yeah. It's just something you ain't supposed to see, man. When you're dealing with your mother, it's just something you ain't supposed to see, man.
Okay, let me ask you, dog. Could you deal with it better if it was your father?
Probably.
You got the mamas on the line.
You said what now?
I said probably. And that motherfucker wasn't even my father.
He wasn't my father.
Like, damn.
No.
You know what I mean? But my thing is, you can't blame me for walking into my own room after school. What the fuck are you doing here? What the fuck are you doing in my room?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? School is out. I came home from school. You know what I mean? I could have took that shit in the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in all honesty, I'm just asking. He ain't look back at you.
Yo, G-Money, I like this girl of yours.
Man, it would have been all. It would have been on. I ain't like that motherfucker anyway.
No, man, okay. You gotta let it go. You gotta let it go, man. Let it go.
My point is, that's just a fucked up ass. It's a fucked up ass situation, man. To walk in on, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it happens every fucking day. But it's a fucked up ass situation. That's why motherfuckers be like, nah, we can't fuck with the kids here, because I'm pretty sure, you know. They done walked in on their parents and kind of fucked with them. Some motherfuckers are just like that.
Okay, well, let me ask you, dog. You being you now, and let's just say your girl came to you. The girl came to you, and she telling you, hey, I'm ready to have sex right now. I mean, she persuades you into doing it, and the kids walk in on you. Do you stop?
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm going to stop. Get your ass out of here. You did not.
Right. What about you, Tom?
I don't know, man.
upstairs. Just think if you catch him and it ain't your daddy. Did you tell your daddy?
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, hell yeah. Somebody, I got a new Xbox coming.
I'm telling my
daughter. Yeah, Father Tom, what would you do if your daughter walked in?
Damn, that's deep there. That's a good question.
I have no idea. I have no idea how I would react. I can't tell you. I don't know.
You probably lose your erection.
Definitely.
Hell yeah, I know.
Be over. We're done right then and there. It's going to stop. I don't know what I'm going to tell
them. You ain't going
okay.
to get it. You
know.
Know.
That's a hard question. That is a...
I mean, now, in all I'm saying, I've had that done to me, too. I've had that done to me, too. I mean, you catch you off guard for a minute, but overall, I'm going to finish the job.
Your teenage daughter walk in on you. For a second and let me finish, and then we can talk about it.
I mean, first of all, it's not like my daughter's going to sit there and be like, Daddy. I mean, shit, she gonna come in, she gonna open the door. If she open the door, she see it. I'm pretty sure she gonna out and might close the door right back. Now I might
and you
stop
gonna automatically
like,
get your ass up. You gonna
go
stop
to school.
And get up.
Tell everybody.
It didn't happen. I mean, it's just like you gonna stop for a second. You know what I'm saying?
What if she walk in and you get though?
And you say what now?
Was you gonna say you was checking her temperature?
Hey, I mean, if she a teenager, she know what the hell, she know what the hell was going on.
You don't want her to know. That's your daughter, though.
Right, I understand that, but now with me having daughters, I mean, this is my thing, dog. I mean, trust me. Never in my wildest dreams do I even want to fantasize, think about, or even just anything that my daughter's doing. But as a motherfucking parent, you got to know this is happening. But you know what I'm saying? You can't just be, you just can't be naive to the fact like, okay, this because she my daughter, she ain't going to do a damn thing. Now, trust me, dog, that's it. If for some strange reason, a daughter's fear leaves quick. Now, we may be scared of our fathers for a long time, but daughters don't be scared of their fathers for all that long.
No,
Once they realize, he ain't going to touch me.
Well, how about this one, Cass? What if your daughter catch you, then you catch her, and she say, you was doing it?
Oh, no. Do it as I say, not as I do. Do it. Look here. Well, let me tell you what just happened. He was raping you, and I came in and I protected you, and I murdered him. That's the story we gonna stick to. Oh no, you were.
Right, hold on, man. Hold on a second. Let me ask you a question. Okay, let's say me and you dating. My daughter walks in.
Hold on, dog. Hold on before you go. Hold on before you go to that question. We got somebody new on the line. Hey, what's happening, Carla?
What up, fam? This is Dreesky, my guy.
That's my boy, Cass.
It's Dreesky. I'm the J.
Okay. What's up, dude?
Hey, I just came in on y'all conversation. Sound like you're talking about your daughter walking up on you, talking about what your daughter be doing.
Good.
Well, I don't have no daughters, but I'd have been in through many of windows my dad, so. So, I gotta know what you're talking about, bro.
Okay, I'll let your boy back.
Yeah, so, I mean, not having no daughters, that's a good thing, but I know what they got to go through. They, like me, could not get me up out of there.
Man, I tell you what, man. If I call
you,
come out
of my
door, you is gone.
I'm not, bro, I got to tell you, if I caught you in there with my daughter, I'm telling you, your best bet is, I don't even know what to say for you, because other than God bless this soul, because I'm going to kill you.
That's why I kind of chose my women who didn't have no father around as much and as often. you can get away with more shit.
Okay, I can't bless you for that one. All right, I got.
Yeah.
Wow. That's how we do that.
I can't blame for you for that one, dog. I really can't, cause real talk is, I'd use that too. Well, shit, daddy ain't around. It's just mama. Once I get in good with mama, and I can spend a
right.
night.
Right. Shit, you know, then shit, mama might be like, shit, wait for the baby girl to see for herself.
Well, God damn, man, you try to be the stepdad and the son-in-law. Come on, bro.
Hey.
You doing a little too much, ain't you? He want to see what the mama working with.
Yeah, you know, be all good with the whole fast. Yeah.
Okay. God damn, man. You gonna fuck around? Father gonna try to kill you all the way around. You hitting his old lady and his daughter. He gonna try to bust your brains when he catch you.
Remember, no fathers. I don't mess with dads.
Okay.
You got a dad in the house. If it's a father in the house, more than likely you're gonna be more cautious about trying to run up in the crib. So you're probably bringing her to your house or something. If she got a father, don't fuck around in no house with dad in there.
I didn't hear it under a bunch of beds and closets when the daddy came home.
I don't know how it feels like when mama come home, though.
Up in there
praying. Still jumping in the damn closet, shit. You ain't supposed to be there anyway.
Shit, I was caught by my mama. And all she did was tell my daddy.
All right, I'm sorry. Hey, guys.
That's usually how it go. Check this out, y'all. We're gonna go into a song. We're going to hit this old school song right quick, man. And we'll be right back. All right, y'all.
Another hour.
All right, y'all. That's that old school Key Sweat. But, hey, y'all, check this out. Check this out. Now, we had a couple of people on the show with us back then. Now, us at Sin City, me and Father Time, we tried to go to Janine, what was the name of the party?
What?
What was the name of the party that you was telling us to try to get to? That we were trying to, me and Father Time were trying to get to?
What, the swingers party?
Yeah, the swingers party.
Uh-huh.
All right, now check this out, y'all. All
right,
we gonna play an excerpt. We're going to play an excerpt from the show that got us banned from the swingers party. Y'all cool with that?
Got you banned?
Yeah, it got us banned from the swingers. It got us banned from the swingers party, man. I guess they heard the show. They listened to the show. And thanks to Father Time's answers, we're banned from any swingers parties around the Chicagoland area. So, hey, check this out, y'all. Y'all tell me, should we have got banned or not? All right, y'all, roll it.
Hold on. But now, let me play the second commercial, because this is the one I've seen to get reaction out of when it comes to you women.
Wake your ass up. Wake your motherfucking ass up. Now.
What? Huh? What?
Oh, no. Don't pretend like you sleeping, because I knew you wasn't sleeping. I know you know. I'm seeing this shit on Facebook. You just told me this shit wasn't going to happen no more when it was on MySpace and then that fucking Twitter. Here we go again. My mama told me.
What the fuck you talking about?
My mama told me your ass was
Has this ever happened to you? Have you ever been caught up by Facebook, Twitter, or even MySpace? Come to SinCityBashBoots.com, where you can get away with hollering at as many bitches as you want. Peace.
Man, I don't even know that. Bitches you were talking to, you finished talking to them, and we done. They gonna take care of your motherfucking ass now.
Talking to them, what?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, I don't understand the concept, man. I think if you pay your money to get in, you know everybody's there to have sex. That's the whole purpose. Everybody there.
Some people just have sex in front of people.
Some people just watch. They should be in a separate room.
The place that I went to, there were several rooms. There was like the champagne room, the room with mirrors all on there, all the walls, the tree house, the Star Trek room.
Different rooms for different things. You have a group room, you have private rooms.
Mm-hmm.
It's different rooms for different things. There's a room where if you know you're in that room, everybody can watch you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just open for them.
Time, I'm not going with you because I'm not going to be jumping no gates here, no shit behind the door.
You don't want me to go because, fuck that. I'm in that mother.
Bitch, don't you know who I am? I'm Father Time, bitch.
Oh, man, that would be ugly. I could see him talk. I could see him talk shit.
I could see it too, Lord. Help me. Ain't nobody should pay your bond, nigga, no.
Hey, I can see him talk to security.
Man, move over and let me pass before they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
Y'all main women, and like other guys try to approach y'all women.
Oh, fuck that.
Hey, bitch, come here. That's your motherfucking man. Come here.
Lord, have mercy.
Hey,
shouldn't have
said after I tell her that, you know how motherfuckers be sitting there looking. You know, he want to stand out eyeballing it. Hey, man, I'm sorry, brother. I didn't mean. I have to tell
you. Quit talking to your cool ass, nigga.
Get your ass off. Hey, your cool ass off.
No, I wouldn't go there with my woman. I can't watch another man do my girl. I can't see that kind of shit. Fuck that.
You wouldn't be able to enjoy yourself at all, baby.
Hell
you might
no.
as well just go ahead and...
I ain't the only motherfucker that think like that. It's a whole...
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
What if we just separate and okay, you go your way, I go my way, and you don't know what's going on, and we just meet back up at the end.
The guy went and was like, okay,
man, fuck that. You talking about split up? I'll be searching every motherfucking room in there looking for your ass.
You don't need to go, baby. I'm telling you off top. You don't never need to step foot.
Dog, imagine this, man. You in the club with her. You tell my baby I got to run to the bathroom right quick. You come back, she gone. They going to get your search on.
You
going to
have her
searching
in
like
the bathroom
a
with you. You the type
of man. See your ass naked. It's on.
They scoop you up quick, too. They scoop you up quick, too, because somebody tried to catch me in the bathroom. I was coming out the bathroom. I was like, oh, Lord, I'm by myself.
Right.
Oh, man. Ain't no splitting up. We stay together. We came together. We going to stay together.
I can picture this dude, man. This is the funny part about it.
Yeah, I can too.
I can picture it, boy. He just threw the whole place up.
Man, he's like knocking
the security out.
No, man, I'm saying, dude, when we get in the party, we there. As soon as we walk in the door, I look at her and I tell her like this.
I think you got some goddamn sense, people. Hey.
Now let me catch you walking around with another motherfucker. Let me see another motherfucker. See you naked.
It's gonna be
you out
trouble.
Your motherfucking mind. That shit ain't gonna happen. Come out, split up. They go get me a drink. No, you come with me.
Wow.
You go get a drink together.
Lord.
she gonna have a change up like dude, like boy Samuel had the chick on Black Snake Moon.
Right. I'm gonna handcuff her ass to the front door.
Wow.
Fucking move. Wow. I'll be back.
Skinny kid, Ralph Dog. I keep pinching this dude in my head.
You come back, she's cleaned up and a motherfucker eating her ass.
Exactly. If she can't move, it ain't her fault. She was like, I can't do anything. I'm going to come for the dog.
Close her motherfucking legs. Her hands handcuffed. She can close her legs.
I'm about to tie her ass up and we need
to close. And I'm going to make her give me my money back.
Hey, but wait a minute.
$30.
Hey, here's a fucking part. Old boy got your woman in there. He turned back and he looked at you.
Yo, G-Money, I like this girl of yours.
They offered me the money.
That motherfucker gonna get his ass whooped, man. I'm going to jail. Like, if he says some shit like that, I'm going to jail.
I'm prepared. That was good, Cass. That was good.
Uh-huh. I like this girl of yours. She can kick square in the face.
Oh.
Yeah. I can believe that. I mean, God damn. Uh-huh.
Y'all yes, they deserve to die. I hope they burn in hell.
That would be him when he walking out with the police on his ass.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That ain't right.
Oh, shit.
You know me. I go in that motherfucker. I'll handcuff her ass. Tell her, hey, baby, I'll be right back.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Right now,
I know
my girl getting busy with somebody else? Man, please.
I told you, I ain't built like that.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man, come here.
Damn right. You lost your motherfucking man. I'm just saying, man, I ain't built like that, man. I can't participate in that kind of shit.
I'll be fucking motherfucker up. Maybe none of us can, but dog, I swear yours would probably be the funniest.
Yeah,
I would be trying to go out with some swagger. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna look toesy like, you know, fuck out, man. Damn, they had to carry that nigga out. I've been to grab it close, like when I get your motherfucking ass home. Oh, man. Mind up in there. Hey, they telling him, hey, sir, Mr. Time, have to leave. You just got to leave.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
I ain't going nowhere. I paid my money.
Goddamn right. I paid $30 getting this motherfucker. I ain't going nowhere. Fuck you. You kick me out.
Motherfucker,
you are kicked, yo. You know what I'm saying? Shit, fuck the security guards. I don't give a fuck how big they is. I ain't doing nothing. I'll give my money back, then I leave. If not, I'm staying to this motherfucker close.
You can't take that close, motherfucker. What you talking about?
I'm staying to that bitch close. Give my money back.
Oh, okay, all right. All right, y'all. That's what got us kicked. That interview right there, that excerpt got us kicked out. That got us kicked out from all the swingers places. So do y'all agree? Do y'all think we should have got kicked out? Who fault was it that we got kicked out? Mine or Father Time? I'm going to start with you. Sunshine, you still with us?
I'm here. I'm here.
Sunshine, who you think got us kicked out of them?
Father Time.
Of course.
All right. Mike,
yeah.
You still with me, man?
You dog. Father Time was tripping. Should have left her at home. He could have.
What's your party? Your party still with us? What's that, Drayski?
Drayski.
Hey, who got us kicked out, man? Who got us kicked out of the party? Me and Father Time.
Drinky.
No, I don't think you got us kicked out.
Did we lose Jason?
Okay. I guess so. Right. He's still on. Maybe he got us on hold. Janine, who got us kicked out?
Father Time, of course.
Damn, Tommy got us kicked out.
Always blame.
How you get us kicked out? I mean, they actually listen to the show. They like, nah, we're not welcome. We want to do a show from that and everything. We're not welcome now.
Well, hey.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy.
Yeah, but damn, I sure would like to be at that show. But check this out.
Hey, but hold on, man. Hold on for a second. Hold on for a second, man. Janine.
Yeah.
Hey, when you, all right, check this out. I ain't never been to no orgy party, all right? Who take their clothes off first, the host?
It depends. Sometimes you come in there with no clothes on. I mean, not butt naked, but your pajamas, little silky, you know, your nice garments that you come in with, depends. Sometimes it's an all red party, it's an all black party, it's a pajama party. It just depends. And everybody
like
just walk around like that. Men already be like in their boxes and stuff sometimes.
So, I mean, pretty much, you pretty much, okay, now, let me ask, okay, I'm at the party, you at the party. You know what I'm saying? I see you, you see me, we digging each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now, you know, I come to you and I say, well, you know, blah, blah, skippy, woo, woo. I mean, as far as, like, the rooms that we got to go in, because since I never get there as part of Sin City, I'm going to have to just feel my way through this. Like, the room, like, we just go in a room, any room?
Yeah, you just go in any room. Most of all the rooms were upstairs, but you just go to any room.
No. Okay. Mike, let me ask you, dog. You ever been to one of them swingers parties?
No, but it sounds like I want to go, though.
I can. Oh, shit.
Taking your woman is like taking sand to the beach.
Well, now, hold on, Mike. Now, what if, like, Janine, your whole thing is you wanted to take your husband, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I took him.
Okay.
I'm the one that always get hooked up into this stuff. They invite me into their group, and then he just came with me.
Right. So, Mike, imagine your old lady taking it out, giving you all the threesomes you want, all of them. Fuck it. Y'all finish with her, she go pick another one. Y'all finish with her, she go pick another one. I mean, how do you turn that down? How do
you
say, okay, we through with that?
You don't turn it down until she bring a hard leg in. For real.
Okay. So you say that's what all smiles turn to frowns.
Yeah, leave her ass at the crib, though. If you plan to, if she ain't mentally strong enough to deal with it, she don't need to go.
Okay, I see. Hold on. Now we got a new caller there. Carla, what's happening?
What's going on, man? This is Donnie from G.I.
This who?
Donnie from G.I.
What's up, dude?
What up with you, man?
Chilling.
Shit.
What's going on your way, man?
Man, slow motion, you know what I'm saying? Chilling like a villain.
All right, hold on a second. All right, for anybody, that's my cousin. Hey, man, let me ask you a question, dog.
Yo.
You remember that prank we played on your ass?
Uh-huh.
How could I forget about that bullshit? That fake-ass nigga. How could I forget about that shit, nigga?
All right, I'm
hey,
just
man.
Wondering, man. I'm just wondering. You remember that prank, dog?
Yeah, I remember it.
We never played it.
No, now to your credit, Don, we never played the prank. You know what I'm saying? We felt we went too far, so we didn't play it.
It's all good though.
It was good as hell, though. It was good. All right, let's get back.
What was the prank?
Well, I mean, we'll play it next week for you if you really want to hear it.
Nah, I don't even want to hear that, dog.
Check this out, man. We talking about going to these swingers clubs. Hey, you ever, first off, hey, you ever been to one?
Huh?
Hey, you ever been to one of these swingers parties?
Nah.
Would you like to go?
Hell no.
What? Well, yeah, you related to Father Time.
Who?
Don't worry about it.
What, nigga?
Yeah, you and Time are related. So, no, you wouldn't want to go to a swingers party?
They got a swingers club in Broad Ripple, Cass.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
They got a few of me in Indy.
Oh, is that right now?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Woo! We will definitely be broadcasting from one of them.
Y'all working on two states getting barred.
we bought it. Indiana and Illinois. God damn.
Yes, we'll work the other 48. Shit.
Ain't it? Fuck it. We gonna. They gonna talk about Sin City banning all motherfucking states. Okay, but now, you actually say you wouldn't want to go to work. Why not?
Man, I ain't with that shit. You know what I'm saying, Flair?
Okay, I mean, so the interest and threesomes and all that stuff that don't do nothing for you.
What's that?
I said threesomes, things like that don't do nothing for you.
I mean, shit, yeah, with some bitches.
Shit, teach his own now. If you want a hard leg on that, that's on you.
Oh no, I don't swing like that, dog.
I'm just saying, to each his own. I mean, that's just it. When you go to these type of parties, you fulfilling your fantasy. So if you want two women, am I right, Janine? You're pretty much fulfilling your fantasy of what you want, right?
Yeah.
Unless she don't want to be part of it, because remember, she has to be willing, right, Janine?
The woman, she has to be willing to want to be with you, yeah.
Yeah, of course that. I mean, you can't be up in there just, see, that's why your cousin's bad, because he feel like he's supposed to be able to just go in there and touch every motherfucking thing he want to touch just because he paid to get in.
That's right. And I'm sticking by that.
Get the hell out of
here. I want to get my money, bro. I want to touch something. With my dollar, I want to touch something.
Well, motherfucker, please, that strip club y'all took us to that we couldn't touch nothing. No, I'm talking about the gay strip club, dog. It's totally different up here. Yeah. Nah, you remember for his bachelor party, that old, I've never been to a strip club where they said that you had to drink non-alcoholic beer or pop for warm.
Hell nah.
That mean they had minor strip and y'all shouldn't have been enough.
Right. Now hold on. Let me tell you about the lap dances. Now, you know, you get to get now, and shout out to D. D paid for everybody to get a lap dance. So, you know, somebody get you a lap dance, you know, you want to just tap the ass a little bit, a little something. Motherfucker said there's no touching. And we were in the champagne room. Everything goes on in the champagne room. There was no touching. You couldn't touch him. You couldn't drink. You literally had to put your hands to the side. What kind of shit was that?
That was some bullshit.
That's how we play as role.
Yeah, that's how you Minnesota motherfuckers roll.
We don't play that shit in the G.
I mean, shit. Now, Mike, let me ask you, dog. You had a strip club. You can't touch. You got to drink watered-down beer, literally watered-down beer. I mean, what can you possibly do with that for enjoyment?
Mike. I guess Mike stepped off too. Well, I'm going to tell you what you can do for enjoyment. Nothing. Not a damn thing.
Hey, man, different state, different rules, man. You
okay.
Know how that shit
well,
goes.
Okay. Well, now, let me ask the ladies. Sasha.
Yeah.
All right, now, Sasha, hypothetically speaking, so let's not say, well, I'm not, I would never be, if you were a stripper. If you were a stripper.
Oh, I wouldn't say I'd never be. Oh.
Okay, well, hell, that's even better.
If I was a stripper, what?
I mean, as far as, like, your best attribute, what would your best attribute be? What was one thing you'd be like, okay, I know this is my money maker. What would it be?
What are you asking me? To pick something specifically?
Yeah, I mean, like, okay, if you like, okay. I mean, like, you go get on, you be like, okay, well, look here. I know I got a nice ass. I know these titties. I know they nice and perky. I got the motherfucking cute face. What would be your attribute? What would be your strongest attribute, you believe?
Probably all three. I mean, I ain't trying to sound conceited or nothing, but, yeah.
That's confidence. That ain't being conceited.
Right, there you go. I ain't mad at that at all.
See, if you don't think it, who else going to think it?
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. Janine, let me ask you. Okay, all right. Oh, shit.
You got all three like that.
That's the way you work.
You said what now?
I said, do you have to ask the name when you work?
What you said, better question, not if, but when you was. What was
right.
Your best attribute?
Well, I guess I would start from the bottom and go up. You know, my legs are just beautiful. I just have the most beautiful leg size. My skin is smooth, and I got the nice breath. I'm light skinned. It's just a total package. You just don't get no better.
Touch the toes.
Down.
Got me one sucking toes.
Ah shit. Uh oh. Hey. Let me ask. Would you? If I was one of them loyal paying customers, and I was at the front row all the time, and I said, hey, you'll put the red socks on for me, would you do it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay, that's what's up.
I'll come out with a whole red outfit for you.
Huh?
I'll come out in a whole red outfit for you.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. So no matter how wild it is, you damn.
Yeah. Put on my little chain,
I think we here at Sin City need to throw us a party. I really do.
Well, Janine, you know not to get at the fall of time, right? Hell no.
Goddamn right. I'll tell you like this. As soon as I see you after you get through stripping, as soon as you come off the stage, that's what I'm going to be like.
You owe me some money, motherfucker!
I'm good.
Okay, hey, Don. We're trying to get this Sin City party together, dog. Hopefully you going to come to the party, man.
For sure.
Okay, Don. I mean, we're going to have some lovely ladies there. I mean, I don't know if we're going to get them a strip. Oh, first thing, you still talking about stripping? I'm just saying.
If we get paid.
Sure.
Damn, sure. You know what? I wouldn't even fuck around with y'all like that, because this not to be like, what's that movie? Players Club. Oh, I'm going to kill the motherfucker.
Mm-mm. Oh, no, we wouldn't be doing like that. I mean, shit. Hey, fuck it. I ain't gonna need a lie. Fuck it, call me Dollar Bill.
These big beautiful women. Bucket naked. Titties. You can even see they public hairs.
Damn boy.
Oh shit. I'm just saying, man, we can get it on top. What you think, man? I think we can get a party on the cracking. Timer? I mean, everybody get quiet about that. Everybody scared of a party? What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know what? No, you're not. You in your own little world, man. We ain't gonna worry about it, man. We ain't gonna worry about you. Mike, what's happening, man? We trying to get this party together. What's up? You down for it?
Man, when the party, let me know. I can get with the kids. We can do the motherfucker here.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about.
I ain't gonna fuck it up like Father Time, but I'm gonna be in everybody's bed.
Who calling somebody?
Wait a minute, who's calling somebody?
Hello?
I guess they're calling the stripper. I don't know.
Janae.
Well, we can do the party here.
That one you was.
No, that was not me.
I'll be the host.
Calling the stripper.
Can I be the host?
Say,
I got the perfect girl.
I didn't know. I thought she was calling her. Hey, shit.
You know, Janine is a bad influence.
Well, shit, okay.
She likes to influence people to do the wrong shit.
Keep it going, Janine.
Sound like you
want to
be influenced.
Yeah, they just want it. They want to do it. I just bring it out of you. That's all. It was already there.
That's right.
I mean,
they wanted to do it.
You heard Sunshine. First thing she said, "What you mean? I ain't got no problem being one." Well,
no.
Yeah.
I don't
want to talk
with Janine.
You said what?
I didn't say that because of Janine.
I know, sir. You ain't got no problem with it. But now, hold on, hold on, Sunshine. Ain't you bad? You can't be out there stripping in your bed.
Look, I'm grown.
I'll tell you what. We ain't going to tell a damn thing. We here at Sin City knows how to keep our mouth shut.
Nah, he'll be my security.
I'll be your security girl if I was you, man. Get your strip off.
Nah, hold on.
Let me explain something to you. I don't need no manager. I can manage my own money.
I ain't trying to manage your money. I didn't say nothing about managing your money.
I'm strictly there in a motherfucking trick capacity. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not trying to be your manager. I'm not trying to hold your money. I'm trying to give you everything I got. Shit. Now, I got to tell you, though. And you know me, I'm not a disrespectful person. But now I figure, once you get to popping that ass and all that, and he gets to slapping my hands, I'm like, hey, man, look here, don't touch it. I'm going to have to look at it for telling.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker.
I'm not disrespectful. You know I'm not a disrespectful person, but you know pussy bang motherfuckers do strange things.
I done seen
a couple of your pictures, so I can imagine what you can do. So I'm hey. Speaking of pictures, okay, ladies, what's happening? Before I say anything, Sunshine, that goddamn profile picture had me crying. That damn profile picture had me crying. I got up there like, what the fuck? Lois got a big black old dick in her mouth. I said, goddamn.
Say what, man? Say what?
That was Cleveland.
Well, she had to hook up with
no
mouth.
Tell him Melvin be at the party. Melvin gonna be at the party.
All right. Hey, Mike, man, I need you to set up a page, man. I mean, dog, I'm going to tell you. We got our own website, sincity.spruce.com. Dog, we just like Facebook and all others. But the best part about us, we uncensored. Dog, you need to go check out the pictures that we got on there. Check out the women that we got on there. Dog, go ahead and put that Melvin photo up for him. Let him know.
I put it on Facebook today.
People
our age said the other day, but everybody was like, Melvin, you need to go ahead. Baby boy, it is. Like you, guns and butter. Young niggas don't know nothing about guns and butter.
Like, I mean, the dude, hey, y'all, the dude looked like Ben Reigns off of Baby Boy. Oh, he cut his shit off. I'm like,
I couldn't get out the gas station.
All right, man. I see the picture. I couldn't stop laughing. But yeah, dog. I'll tell you what, man. Since you're my boy, I'm gonna hook your page up. That's cool. All right, man, I'm going to hook your page up. Don, you need to get on that too, man. CNC.spruce.com.
All right.
I need to do some new pictures too.
Yes, ladies. That's what I need to get. That's why I was trying to get your girls on that. Y'all tell them. Hey, I know y'all know it, them girls that got them freaky sides to be like, ooh, I really wish I could put this picture on that, but they had deleted it. You tell them, girl, go to sandcity.spruce.com. They don't delete shit. You can put any picture you want. They don't delete a goddamn thing. They might delete you if you got too many clothes on. That's about the only time. You can't be in there with too many clothes on. Then they might delete you. But, hey, you can get as sexy as you want to.
No doubt.
Yes.
Let me ask a question.
Go ahead, Bob.
All right, fellas. You getting down with a girl, she wants you to go down, but she tell you up front that I ain't going to do you. You still do it?
Yeah, I done had a bunch of those.
Yeah, but you still go down.
I done had a bunch that wanted to go down, didn't want me to go down.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm talking about as far as from a dude perspective. I mean, she's
talking
about fair play. I want
all
you to go
man.
Down, but I'm not going to do you.
Hey,
I want
all
you to
of
do
man.
Me, but I'm
ain't
not going to do
turn
you.
It down. I ain't going to turn it down because she ain't. She going to do something.
Yeah, you're going to do something.
That's right.
I mean, now, in all honesty, man, I don't think it's a man on here that can say that every motherfucker he done went down on that did him back. I mean, it's some of my... It might just be one day, man, you just, hey, fuck it. I mean, you probably know what she's stand at already, but fuck it, you just felt like getting freaky that day, and you did it. Fuck it. So what? What's
right.
The big deal?
If she
the next one will. She's telling you. She said, look, I want you to eat my pussy, but I'm not going to suck your dick.
She didn't say we weren't going to fuck, though.
No, she didn't say that.
All right,
well, I'm cool.
Right. I mean, hey.
I'm cool.
I mean, if the mood hit, the mood hit. If not, it's like, okay, well, fuck you, too.
I ain't got nothing against no head, but I love me some pussy, y'all.
There you go.
That's just right there. She ain't going to give you nothing if you don't give her no foreplay. Bitch, we're going to have 4, 8, 12, 16, 20, 24 played in.
Spoken like a true motherfucker. Okay, ladies, what about y'all? I would love to hear what the ladies got, the ladies' point of view of that.
I don't know. If I said I wasn't giving no head, all hell would break loose.
Damn. The hell you mean you ain't giving no head? What's your problem?
Fuck that. I ain't going down on you if you ain't going down on me, man. Fuck that.
Really, dog. Really.
Real. I mean, if you tell me up front, now I can see if I go down there on my own and then I come up and then, you know what I'm saying, you don't break me off. Okay, that's cool. But when you tell me up front, man, fuck.
So basically, they should just keep their mouth shut and go ahead and get licked and hey, y'all be all good.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. That's my point right there. I'm saying if she tell you up front, she already told you, I'm not doing you, but I want you to do me.
So you going to take her home? You going to send her home?
I don't know. I ain't going to send her home.
So what you going to do then?
I ain't going down there. We can just fuck. Fuck it. I'm not going to fuck that.
I'm going to tell you, dog.
Women
tell
men that. Women tell men that.
Just to see what you're going to do. Just to see what you're going to
do. We don't do. My husband didn't know we. I slept with women. We've been together for 3 years, so he found out.
See, breathing through my ears.
Right.
See, breathing through the ears. You ain't coming up for air.
Right. That's why Father Time is always at home doing this.
Watching time.
Yeah, right. Just watching time.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
30, dear.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
11 o'clock, dear.
I mean, come on, dog. So you ain't never did it and just like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I did it. Fuck it. I mean.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get caught up like that, but I've never done it when she told me up front that she ain't going to do me. That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
I'll
okay. Now, my question is, who still had that conversation?
Hold on. But Cass, let me ask you. What if she did do it and it wasn't good? You in that same spot.
pretty much.
You've been wishing, damn, my shit. I could have jacked it off for this.
You got a point, though.
Because all of them don't know what they're doing.
But I'm trying to figure, though, seriously, dog. Who still has conversations like this? Well, I'm going to do you. Can you do me, but I ain't going to do you? I mean, shit, you kind of left that conversation in your early 20s, didn't you?
Just try to push that head down. See where she go with
it. Right.
get your tour guide on. Get your tour guide on. Hey, baby. You know, if your muscle get tight, she ain't going.
So I mean, I don't know, dog. I mean, do you still have those conversations, dog?
I don't have those conversations, man. It was just a question, dude.
I'm just asking, brother. You ain't got to get snappy.
That's not being snappy.
I understand. I just asked you a question. Do you have those conversations?
No, I don't.
People so touchy now. God damn.
Who's touchy? I mean, come on, man. Everybody had that conversation during sex. Everybody done asked. Come on now. Everybody done asked.
I said that. I just said I feel like after a certain age, people just stop asking the questions. I mean, it's either
you
gonna get done or it ain't.
Yeah,
because
I'm a suck dick regardless.
There you go. See, there you have it.
Hey.
Father Time, happy to hear that.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what? Did you graduate?
Did who graduate?
Janine.
We're going to talk about that later. All right,
my bad.
I'll message you on that one.
What's your graduation got to do with the head? What's your graduation got to do with the head, though?
Nothing.
Unless you went to Morehead State.
Right.
Hey, if you went to Morehead State and you graduated, hey, I'm there.
And if I did go there, I would be teaching the class, not taking it.
Well, I'm gonna be looking for extra credit. I'm gonna be looking for extra credit and to get tutored.
Right. Can I come after school so I can help learn something today? Thank
Hell
you.
Yeah. You would think school was my job. The job would be school. I got to go see my professor. I got to go see the professor. I got straight A's, right. But I need the help.
Right. How in the hell are you on honor roll? I need extra credit. What the hell are you going?
Yeah, I want Obama to send me a certificate. You're doing good in school, son.
I got fired from my job today, but that's okay. I'm going to take an extra course at school. What?
That's right.
Why do you keep going to school? One of them career students that just now today got six certificates. They never had a job.
Get back with y'all in a second.
All right, Mike, we appreciate you calling, man.
It's all good.
Damn, I wish I had. All
right, bro.
Well, look like we're coming down to the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, well, y'all, we can do it like old school. We can stay on till they cut us off or... You know what I'm saying? Anybody got something they want to get off their chest? Anybody want something they want to talk about?
I need to get some off my chest.
Go ahead, girl. Let it ride.
It ain't got nothing to do with sex. It's got to do with these dead-beat-ass motherfuckers. Why? I get some papers in the mail because they getting ready to enforce child support. Mind you, the order was done in 2005 with my divorce. He has not paid not one penny in child support. Why the fuck does this motherfucker ask for a modification? How the fuck can you modify some shit you never even paid?
How you gonna modify zero?
No, that's
can
not.
Can you explain
no,
that to me?
I'm gonna explain it to you, Sunshine. I'm gonna explain it to you. Now, whether he's paid or not, he can still get the order modified because it's court ordered child support, correct?
Correct.
He can still get that modified even if he's not paying. He can still go back and say, well, look, I can't afford to pay that. I need to pay less. He can still do that, even if, whether he's paying or not. He still has the right to modify it if he can't afford it. And that's why.
Well, I got a video of him working, so he cannot... Say that he can't afford it. You stay with your mama. You don't pay no rent.
Damn.
Okay, whether he can afford it or not, that part really doesn't matter. All he has to do is say, I can't afford to pay $300 a month. He'll show the judge how much he make an hour, and then 9 times out of 10, the judge is going to lower it. Whether you got a dad or not.
I'm going to be caught. Do y'all got collect calling?
Huh?
Because I'm finna go to prison. I swear to God, I'm finna go to prison. So I'm gonna be calling y'all collect. I just need to know who got collect calling. My commissary will be straight. I send y'all the money to put on the phone bill. But yeah, bitch finna create a murder.
You gonna kill him?
Hell, fuck yeah.
Mm-mm. Okay, Sunshine, let me ask you a question. Okay, if he ain't been... Now, I'm not trying to be smart or sarcastic or nothing like that. This is an honest question. If he haven't been paying since 2005, you're still providing for your kids. Why are you even worried about it?
Because when I asked his bitch ass to give up his motherfucking rights, that bitch told me no. If you're not going to provide for your child, if you're not going to even take the time out to spend time with your child, if your bitch ass can't pick up the phone for 10 fucking seconds and call your motherfucking child and say happy birthday, bitch got me fucked up. So, yes, it's going to be a motherfucking murder. Yes, that shit does the fuck bother me, whether he ain't paid and all them.
You damn right that shit bothered me. If your bitch ass knew when you got served them papers, your bitch ass knew then that you couldn't afford it, so you should have asked for a modification back in 2005. Now, they done let his bitch ass slide, six, damn near 7 years? Seriously? And now you want to ask for a modification? I got a modification for your ass. I'm going to show you how to modify and make you a sniper pistol. That's going to be the modification.
A sniper pistol?
Yes. I don't have to go out and buy no silencer. I'm going to use either potato or apple, and it's a done deal. Put it in a good little bag so it collects all around when they come out.
She
did
with your sniper pistol.
Huh.
They got your sniper pistol right there.
All right, but Sunshine. Now, I'm not defending dude or nothing. You know what I mean? Because, you know, me and my man, we take care of ours. But
I know y'all do. My
question is, if you've been playing mommy and daddy and he ain't been doing shit anyway, you shouldn't even worry about it. You know what I'm saying? Because you taking care of your kids. So fuck it. You shouldn't even let you get you. You shouldn't let it get you upset. You know what I mean? As far as the mother go, and as far as the fathers go, you know, we got a whole bunch of shit we can be upset about as far as child support goes, but that's another story. But if you're doing it,
you know what? I'm finna tell you, because I do commend you and Cass, because I know y'all take care of y'all motherfucking kids, and I swear to God, if either one, well, my oldest two kids, they daddy, he's commendable. That motherfucker is in prison, but I bet you he get up his commissary money or whatever it is he got to do while he locked up. And he send his motherfucking kids clothes and money and shoes and shit. He's been sending his kids checks. Now, this motherfucker is incarcerated. So if he's incarcerated and that bitch-ass motherfucker woman free, come on now. That's no excuse. He's worth more than my son dead, 6 feet under, than he is walking this earth.
And how's the kid?
8.
And he ain't done shit for him in 8 years?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, but
my baby was born in 03. We separated in 04. My divorce was final in 05.
Okay, now, Sunshine, don't take this personally. But if he ain't been doing shit, why do you expect him to do something now?
Because he got custody of his daughter. If you could take care of her, you could take care of your son. I used to take care of his daughter.
Okay.
So if you could take care of your daughter, you could take care of your son. Don't call me bragging about which y'all done bought your daughter when y'all ain't bought shit for your son. You see what I'm saying? His mother didn't call me telling me what they got her for Christmas. What the fuck did my child get? They didn't even call and tell my son Merry Christmas. So, you know, I didn't want to hear that motherfucking phone call. And I'm not a disrespectful person. I don't disrespect no elders. That's just not me. But she about to make me smack the shit out of her, too.
Damn, Ms. Mama?
Yes. She's the one calling me, telling me what they got his oldest daughter for Christmas, the one that lived with them. Y'all ain't bought your grandpa or nothing. You ain't made sure something came this way from your bitch-ass son. She's the whole reason, well, not the whole reason, but she's part of the reason why we got a divorce in the first place.
I mean, he has the right to ask for a qualification. He does have that right.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. I done did my homework, and I found out when that bitch-ass motherfucker go to court. I see him in court.
Yo, well, they going to send you a letter anyway telling you the court date.
No, because I don't have to go.
You should go.
What I'm saying is they've already sent him the letter telling him his court date. I don't live in the same state that he lives in. They haven't sent me shit. But
okay,
because I've been calling around trying to find out what the fuck was going on with these papers that I got, that's how I found out when his court date was.
And you better believe I'm going to go. Because why is he getting the modification when he ain't paid not 1 cent? Not nothing. He don't spend time with his child. I never told them that they couldn't get my son. Never, because I'm not that type of parent. You want to spend time with your child, I'm going to let you spend time with your child. He don't call. He don't do shit. He's a waste of skin.
I'm sorry. I have no advice for you. I'm sorry. I'm not in that situation. This is a kind of tough situation to be in.
I mean, I would prefer that he give up his rights. I've been asking him that. You don't do shit no way. Why not? Just sign it over.
But why should he, though? You know what I'm saying?
Why should he?
I'm saying, why should a man give up his rights? Any man. I'm not just saying in your situation. I'm just saying any man. Why would any man want to give up the rights, whether they doing what they're supposed to do or not? You know what I mean?
Oh,
I mean,
I'm
I wouldn't have to give up my rights.
Like you're going to get oh, mm. Why should he not give up his rights when he don't do shit?
I mean,
my child, it's like my child is non-existent to him. So what do you mean? Why would he give up his rights?
Hey, I'm just saying. I'm not defending the dude. Don't get me wrong.
But I mean, you can't force a man to do what he's supposed to do. You just can't. It's impossible. He has to want to do it. You know what I mean?
No, I haven't tried to force him to do anything. I don't call him. I don't communicate with him. I unshared him on all the pictures that I have about son on Facebook. I'm friend to him. He can't access any of my pictures of our son. He can't. You don't give a damn. I'm going to let you keep it that way. I don't force my child to call them. And actually, I sent my son home because I'm from GI. I sent my son home for the summer. He went to my oldest two kids' grandparents' house for the summer. I asked him if he wanted to go spend time with his father and his grandparents. He told me no. I said, do you want me to call and let them know you down there so that they can come see you? He said no. I'm not going to force my child to go spend time with people that don't want to have shit to do with him. I don't badmouth his father around him or in front of him. That I do not do. I let my kids figure out on their own whether or not their parent is worth their time of day. That's why I'm venting now, because I can't do it in front of my child. But if his bitch ass daddy listens, bitch, you ain't shit. Nah. Matter of fact, if you listening, your bitch ass needs to fuck one. How about that one?
I don't think he couldn't press one if he wanted to. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm having a whole lot of difficulty over here.
I just hate bitch made niggas. I'm sorry. I'm allergic to that type of shit. That's the whole thing that's just fucking with me. I mean, I'm good. My baby is well taken care of. All three of my kids are well taken care of. They always going to be well taken care of, regardless. If I have to get out there and sell ass, my kids going to be taken care of, regardless.
Wait a minute. Oh, hello. I'm sorry.
Hey,
Go ahead, finish.
No, I'm good. I'm straight. I done vented. I done, I'm calm. Now I'm good.
I was just trying to count how much money I had in my pocket. That's all.
Right. I got the other half.
And that's all you're going to get is half.
Damn. That ain't fair.
Right, how am I only going to get half? That ain't cool. That ain't cool at all. I feel I'm getting cheated.
And I don't feel like I'm getting cheated. You talking about you only got half. I ain't got no fucking coupon.
He got the other half.
Shit. You know, I'm well, like, yeah, I have coupons. I ain't got no fucking coupon. No coochie coupons.
Now, technically, dog, she didn't. She didn't say it was a 2-for-1 deal. So I guess we gotta wait on the sale to come.
Well, I got a coupon book. Do you take competitive coupons?
Don't be breaking on the Janine coupons over here.
I'm just saying.
Now, Janine, oh, all right. Don't bring me none of Janine damn coupons. Didn't get your ass whooped.
Why are you so violent?
I don't know. I'm in one of them moves tonight. I don't know.
Maybe she needs some of those Janine coupons.
Yeah, she can get fucked real good. All that.
See, there you go.
Bedroom. Nah, it ain't gotta be the bedroom. It could be the living room.
Yeah.
It could be the dining room on the dining room table.
As long as the kids ain't at home.
Do what?
I say, as long as the kids ain't at home.
My kids can be home. Shit, I'm down.
There he go again.
In the dining room with the kids at home.
What?
I say in the dining room with the kids at home.
Yeah.
Okay.
It could be outside door to my dining room, but my kids mostly stay upstairs. They have a TV in their room. They have a computer in their room. They have satellite in their room. The kitchen is nowhere near my room. It's a bathroom upstairs. They got everything they need. They don't even have to come to this part of the house. See, when you see the mood lights on, mama playing. Take your ass back upstairs.
And there you have it.
Get your snack and go back upstairs.
Hey, I started to take the advice and ask this girl if I could choke her, but I was scared. I got scared.
And you ain't supposed to ask. It's supposed to be in the heat of the moment type thing. Right.
Well, see, now y'all giving me conflicting shit. First you're supposed to ask, now it's just you just go ahead and just do it, just choke her.
If you eat,
no, I'm trying to hurt her.
Ease up on it and see what she do. If you ease up on her.
Okay, all right. Okay, Janine. Okay.
But you don't squeeze until, you know, her ass start bulging and turning red and shit. You don't squeeze that long.
Well, I understand that, but my thing is, this is my question. How do I ease up into it? Do I just put my hands around her throat and just squeeze?
Yeah,
or do I ask and say, hey, can I choke you?
No.
Oh.
You have to do it like you have a rough, not rough, but, well, for Janine, it'd probably be rough. But, you know, you, like, pick up and flip over and start hitting it from the back, and then you just take your hands and put them around the neck and then just start hitting it hard and flip over again and turn on her back and grab her neck again and just start, you know. I don't know the other way to tell you, but you have to do it in a forceful, gentle way. That's all the way I can
explain
it, being a man.
Y'all don't have Y'all don't have Father Time write this shit down in his hands. You're going to be like, what the hell is that you were doing? Had a ring in your hand.
Like Denise said, tell us you better write pineapples on your glasses.
Say Say flowing the glasses and write pineapples.
Yeah, boy, that was a pretty good one.
That shit was hilarious.
Oh, shit. I forgot all about that one. She said, blow his glass. I like pineapple. Oh, shit, no.
No, I wanted to cry, but I was scared. I ain't going to even lie.
Man, go for that shit, dog.
Yeah, because I thought I was going to get slapped this week. I ain't even get slapped. I mean,
yeah,
it's like that. Girl got to do to get slapped right out here. I mean, I know some motherfuckers that'll slap the shit out of your ass. People always
say, they remind me of the little funny thing.
That was so funny.
Nah,
I
will not remind you of the Fonda at all.
No, I didn't say you. I'm saying,
oh,
you talking
about,
I know you motherfuckers
that
slap the shit out you.
See, now we said we weren't going to make mention of that no more. You said I was wrong for what I said, so.
Yeah, but it was funny as hell.
You know the difference.
Man, hell,
man.
This is bad.
Nobody heroes, man, but that shit was funny in the motherfucker. I ain't gonna even lie.
I mean, she said,
between your ass and your face.
That's it. She's like, he's like, hey, you want me to slap it? She said, yeah. He just smacked that shit out of my face. Well, hell, did he know the difference? Yeah.
Oh, that shit was funny. I laughed about that shit for 2 days, boy. That shit was funny even more for boy. That was funnier than the pineapple shit. Oh, that pineapple was funny, too, though, but.
Yeah, with that damn man, hey, like I said, I apologize to him because y'all said I was wrong for that one. I mean, I got all kind of heat for saying that shit, too. I got taxes, everything. You know you wrong. But come on, and I said it once, and I said it again. I ain't say nothing to what none of y'all thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all all was thinking the same thing. I just happened to say it.
Well, it was funny as hell. It was funny. We need to compile the funniest shit.
I mean, y'all need to hit the website too, man. I posted up some new pics too.
Yeah, I saw those.
Just random. Oh. Yeah, just random.
We got a new chat room too, Sunshine. So
another one.
Yeah, the people were disrespecting. The dudes were
oh,
lying there, man. That shit wasn't cool.
Yeah, nah, in defense, yeah, it was a lot of disrespectful motherfuckers coming in that. Then these old Pakistani motherfuckers, they want to talk slick. As soon as we say fuck Bin Laden, they want to get mad at us and all that shit.
Oh,
right.
No, you know, I don't fuck with them crazy motherfuckers that get the
okay.
The name of Allah.
Well, you won't see him in our chat room, as well. Done deal.
Yeah, so we done weeded all that bullshit out.
Yeah, the motherfuckers was foul, man. Just because you're on the computer, you can't just say what you want to say to any motherfucker. I mean, you can, but that shit ain't cool.
And I mean, the bottom line is they felt like, okay, they in a whole other country. What's the odds of them ever catching me?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's true, but still, though, man, you got to have a little respect, man.
I feel like,
you know,
I feel like,
hey,
don't disrespect our people.
Yeah, that shit was kind of foul. But fuck them. They done. They won't get back in our motherfucking one.
Hey, man, we got somebody new to chime in, man.
Who's that?
Oh, What the hell?
Well, hit it, dog. I mean, like I said, I'm down right now.
What's up, caller? Who is this? Yo, what's happening, man? You on the air? Who we talking to? You push one.
Are you crazy?
No, I'm not crazy.
Come on.
I don't know who the hell that is, man. Why the hell would you push one if you don't want to say nothing? It makes no sense. But anyway. All right, man, I think we should call it, man. We got about 6 minutes.